My name is Russ Miller. My wife, Joanna, and I, we have a ministry, Creation, Evolution, and Science Ministries. We've run for about 10 years now. We feel God gave us this to steward, and we're based out of Flagstaff, Arizona, and we speak in churches around the nation. We do Grand Canyon bus tours and a lot of things, but I want to talk about some evil fruits today. Jesus warned us to beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. There are so many wolves dressed as sheep today. How in the world do we tell a wolf from a sheep? Well, Jesus told us that as well. He said, you'll know them by the fruit. You'll know them by the results of what they teach and what they preach. In fact, he said, a good tree will bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree will bring forth evil fruit. The biggest compromise in the Christian church today is the age of the earth. I'm going to explain to you why that's important, but we're going to look at the evil fruits of old earth belief so we can tell good from bad. Jesus said, when the devil speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Old earth beliefs are simply an attempt to undermine faith in the true biblical God, to get you to either reject God or make up a false idol, a God that you like, who you won't find in Scripture. Now, I know this because I used to be a theistic evolutionist. You know what that is? That's a Christian who believes in a Christ who used millions of years of death and suffering through an evolutionary process to get him here. Will you find that Jesus in the Bible? There's progressive creation Jesuses. You won't find them in the Bible either, will you? Gap theory Jesuses, age theory Jesuses. Those are false idols, my friends. You see, what they do is they undermine the real need for Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. I'll explain that in a couple of moments. But Charles Lyell popularized modern-day old earth beliefs. These only became popular about 170 years ago. But in his book, Principles of Geology, he popularized what's known as uniformitarianism, that all processes today are pretty much the same as they've always been, and the geologic column, which is a man-made drawing of sediments where we're supposed to believe, well, they form slowly over millions of years of time. That's, by the way, where every old earth belief is derived from today. The modern old earth beliefs are based on a belief the strata form slowly. He said his goal was to free the science from Moses. He didn't want people believing the Bible. You see, Moses lays down the biblical worldview, the foundation for the gospel, in Genesis 1 and 3. This is where we're told God created a perfect world. There was no death, there was no evil, there was no suffering in it. What in the world happened to it? I mean, it's full of death, disease, wars. What happened to this perfect creation? That's right there in Genesis 3, Adam's original sin. Adam's sin corrupted the perfect creation. This is why we have death and evil in the world today. And this is why Jesus Christ died on a cross. Our original sin separated us from our loving Creator, requiring that we be reunited or redeemed with Him. In fact, Moses told us of a global flood, and you know, what do we find today? Well, the outer crust of the earth averages a mile deep of sedimentary layers of rock laid down by water. Exactly what would be there if the Word of God were true. Every old earth belief says, oh, no, no, there was never a global flood. See, in Corinthians it says, I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's so easy to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. You read his word and you put your faith in Jesus of the Bible, who died on a cross so your sins would be forgiven. You just believe in him. It's so easy. But you see, the old earth beliefs, they say, hey, wait, there was never a global flood. What does every old earth belief say about the global flood? They deny it, don't they? Why? You ever wonder why? Because a global flood explains how the strata form quickly, wiping out every old earth belief. That's how important that flood is.